Big question, of course, is how do Republicans in the House, where they are the majority, how do they react to the president's speech this evening? We're going to find out from one member of the House leadership right now. Congressman Tom Price of Georgia is chairman of the House Republican Policy Committee and a member of the Budget Committee and the Ways and Means Committee. Welcome to the program once
again. Thank you so much, Robert. Good to be with you.
In a nutshell, your reaction to the president's speech. Is it a positive step from your standpoint?
Well, it's curious because oftentimes in the chamber itself, you feel something or sense something different than the televisions, and I can't tell you what the television showed. But in the chamber, it felt from my perspective to be a desperate speech. It was, I think, mostly political. I think Mara mentioned that it was clearly his reelection platform. It was mocking of and dismissive of many of the proposals, positive proposals that we believe we put on the table. And I thought it was less than productive for the political discourse that must occur this fall as we attempt to try to solve these remarkable challenges that we have.
Well, let's pick apart some of what he asked for today. Continuing the payroll tax holiday, both for employers and employees. Republicans on board with that, possibly?
Well, it's a tax reduction in his eyes. In fact, it's just a shift of the money to pay for Social Security. So, from a policy standpoint, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It's a good nugget from a rhetorical standpoint for the class warfare that he seems intent on fighting. But you know, whether or not that survives, I don't know. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense from an economic standpoint because the money to pay Social Security recipients has to come from somewhere. If it's not going to come from the payroll tax, then it's got to come from the general fund, and so then you're just borrowing from Peter to pay Paul.
Extending unemployment benefits and also giving a break to employers who hire the long-term unemployed or hire veterans, for that matter.
Well, the unemployment insurance issue is interesting because even Alan Krueger, his newly selected chief economic advisor, has written significant work on saying how this is a disincentive to return individuals to the workforce. We're at 99 weeks right now. I assume the president wants us to go to 151 weeks with his proposal today. Once individuals are out of the workforce for 3 years, which is what that would be, then they lose significant work skills. And so, it sounds so good, but from a
very tough sell with you, you're telling me.
For the economy.
In the brief time left, should I even bother asking about the infrastructure spending? If you're down on the payroll tax, I assume that's a non-starter.
We're strongly in favor of infrastructure spending, but we believe it ought to be paid for as a priority of the federal government as opposed to spending the money that we don't have to pay for infrastructure improvements.
Well, he says he's going to tell you how he's paying for it.
I can't wait.
Okay. Congressman Price, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Congressman Tom Price, Republican of Georgia, chairman of the House Republican Policy Committee, and obviously not very enthusiastic about what the president asked of the Congress today.